for tape, CDs, DVDs, to our publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom. Write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.
Friday afternoon, July the 10th, 1998. Fourth of July Family Week Camp Meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Campgrounds, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Jim Landry of Beaumont, Texas, is the speaker of the afternoon. Well, most of you have never met Jim Landry. Some of you have, but we have. He is a deliverance teacher and a deliverance practicer. And the Lord's given him and his wife a ministry down in Beaumont, Texas. And we're just glad that he was able to get up and be with us this weekend. I've been wanting him here and his wife here. Here I put down his wife was going to be here, but she went and got some engagement someplace that she had to be. And the next time I'm going to check with her, be sure she doesn't mess her calendar up. Brother Jim.
Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. Yes, this is the second trip in 90 days, and I do feel I miss her. But she did have something to do. And I think last meeting we were at, she had to go to Dallas. And so pray for us. You know, I think that I work better when she's right there on my side, you know. I love my wife, and we started out together in deliverance 12 years ago. And actually, God started using her first. And I said, you know, what's going on here? Why is she on the floor saying, come out, you serpent, you know? And I said, I thought they went out with Pharaoh, you know. And so, yes, it is. Pray for us that God will put us together, that we can work together in ministry. That's so important. And let me encourage you husband and wives here, work together. You know, it's so important. Well, this afternoon, I thought that I was going to be teaching on cliche curses, but the Lord has said otherwise. I come in last night around 11 o'clock, and I ended up studying to about 2 this morning. And I'm certain that this afternoon we'll talk a little bit about deceptive schemes. Some of you, deceptive schemes. Some of you are probably well aware of what I'm talking about. And others, I'm going to maybe say some things to you this afternoon and sort of jaunt your memory a little bit, and you'll realize all these little battles that you've been going through were various wiles and schemes and methods that Satan and his demons have been using to try to destroy you and destroy your ministries. This particular spirit was first brought to my attention by Dr. Dempsey Thomas about 8 years ago. And since that time, we have uncovered in our travels and ministries hundreds of schemes in various ministries and individuals. And it is so important that we listen to the Holy Spirit when we are ministering, when we are praying, when we are ministering to another group, because Satan is a master of deception. And I think, just like Brother Thomas taught us years ago, that he uses a principal spirit called deceptive schemes. And hopefully, some of the things that I'll show you in the scriptures that are clearly written will make it obvious that Satan used these schemes to hinder individuals, to hinder the Word of God from going forward. You know, God has called us to go out and set the captives free, and Satan and his imps are doing everything strategically possible to hinder us from doing that. I think on deceptive schemes, this particular principal spirit will use many other lesser spirits to help him carry out his wishes. This particular principality will work in minutes. He'll work in hours and days, weeks and years, or whatever it takes to carry out his scheme. Many of us are familiar with the sicknesses and ancestral curses that we have been confronted with when we have ministered to individuals, and much of it was dormant laying spirits ready to manifest themselves. Some wait until an individual reaches a certain age and says, now you're going to have menopause problems, or you're going to have male menopause, of course. You're going to have diabetes or some type of high blood pressure or something that's individuals that are in the ministry of deliverance, and they're wondering and petitioning the Father, saying, Father, how can this affliction come upon me? Okay, and most of this stuff from my studies, and I spent some years in the medical field also, is already in there, laying dormant, waiting for the opportunity to pop up. And this deceptive scheme spirit, I believe, is the one that's helped to carry out this order in order to bring this spirit up. Okay, so it is clear that the supervising spirit over all of these schemes and wiles, I believe, is deceptive schemes. Of course, now he can arrange some good things to happen, but they're going to be temporary. And you know how Satan works. If you bargain and receive from him, then he's going to reward accordingly. And so we want to not trade with the devil, trade with the Lord. You know, he's given everything freely to us to have. Let's begin a scripture reading in the book of 2 Corinthians, the second chapter, verse 1. Already as I'm ministering to you, many of you are thinking now, well, that's why all this was taking place in my life and all this that Satan was doing, these strategies. Perhaps you're right. I believe that Satan and his imps use different schemes and wiles to destroy the saints of God. And yet, in deliverance, we tend to sometimes take Satan for granted. And so we need to have our guards up and our weapons ready and be filled with the Word of God. In 2 Corinthians, the second chapter, verse 1, it says, But I determined this with myself, that I would come not, or would not come again to you in heaviness. For if I make you sorry, who is he then that maketh me glad, but the same who is made sorry by me? And I wrote this same unto you, lest when I come I should have sorrow from them of whom I ought to rejoice, having confidence in you all, that my joy is the joy of you all. For out of much affliction and anguish of heart I wrote unto you with many tears, not that you should be grieved, but that you might know the love which I have more abundantly unto you. But if any have caused grief, he had not grieved me, but in part, that I may not burden you all. Sufficient to such a man is this punishment which was inflicted by the many, so that, on the contrary, you ought rather to forgive him and comfort him, lest perhaps such a one should be swallowed up with overmuch sorrow. Wherefore I beseech you that you would confirm your love toward him. For to this end also did I write, that I might know the proof of you, whether you be obedient in all things. To whom you forgive anything, I forgive also. For if I forgive anything, to whom I forgive it, for your sakes forgive I it in the person of Christ, lest Satan should get an advantage of us, for we are not ignorant of his devices. We are aware here that Paul is writing to the Corinthian church on how this individual who had been caught in the act of going to bed with his father's wife and 1 Corinthians, the 5th chapter, had obviously come to, appeared to me to be a repentant attitude, sorrowful. And it's the case in so many situations in the church today when individuals that have been deceived, that have sinned and sinned and repented of their sins and returned back for fellowship, for restoration, the assembly simply brushes them to a side and want no fellowship what to do with them at all. We have seen this in a number of cases in my years as growing up in the various assemblies and going following mother and daddy. And if an individual had done something, they were blackballed and they were cast away. That was an individual here that Brother Noe talks about, the young girl that demons manifested to her and sent her out on the streets into prostitution. And it took several months to get her back in, and the family had to leave the assembly to another state because the people would not have fellowship with the family anymore because of fear that something on her might jump off on them or their children. You know, ridiculous. Here's a deceptive scheme exposed before it had time or place to take root. An individual in this case here that the Paul stopped this particular scheme from manifesting itself before it had time to destroy the saints of God, which was unforgiveness. That's a deceptive scheme of unforgiveness. Satan has devices here in verse 11, lest Satan should get an advantage of us, for we are not ignorant of his devices. Satan has devices, methods, wiles, which manipulate believers to believe a scheme. And here it's very clear that Satan and his demons were working a scheme. And that scheme, of course, was unforgiveness. In John, the 5th chapter, verse 16, in John 5, 16, and therefore did the Jews persecute Jesus and sought to slay him because he had done these things on the Sabbath day. If you go back and you read the scriptures in this chapter, you'll find that these Pharisees were very much upset over the Jesus healing on the Sabbath. Of course, the individual here was the man that had the infirmity 38 years at the pool of Bethesda. And these Pharisees, they were just distraught about what Jesus was doing. And throughout the Gospels, we see the same type of strategy where Satan skillfully, by use of deception, he uses various devices and wiles and methods and seeking every opportunity to hinder and to kill Jesus. Satan was using the Jews, the Pharisees, in this particular scheme to raise up anger against Jesus, to a murderous plot. And perhaps there are believers here today that doesn't believe that these things take place, that you may be exempted from satanic schemes because you have so much word and you have so much anointing. But I caution you that we are not better than Jesus. And so here we have a scheme that was working, and you will find this scheme works throughout the Gospels. In John, the 8th chapter, verse 30, as he spoke these words, many believed on him. Then said Jesus to those Jews who believed on him, if you continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed. And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. They answered him, we are Abraham's seed, and were never in bondage to any man. How sayest thou, ye shall be made free? And Jesus answered them, verily, verily, I say unto you, whosoever committed sin is the servant of sin. And the servant abideth not in the house forever, but the Son abideth ever. If the Son therefore shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. I know that you are Abraham's seed, but you seek to kill me, because my word had no place in you. Well, there's a lot of Abraham's seed right now in fellowships today, and they are preferring to hold on to their traditions, their doctrines of men. You see, there's still a spirit out there that says, release me, Barabbas. There's still a spirit out there. And when we come to fellowship, we should be considered the fact that we are here to receive the word from the Lord. But you need to be aware, you may have peers amongst you that are still entertaining the release me, Barabbas spirit. Here we find that the Jews here were so easily deceived. And when you think about it, what type of deceptive scheme here is in operation? Well, it's obvious that the scheme is an unbelief, a scheme of unbelief. And remember that Satan will use his imps and all of his evil spirits to carry out his evil works, to destroy the church, to destroy his body, the body of Christ. In the 10th chapter of John, does it sound like I'm just coming off the wall with something unusual? Or it just sounds like normal deliverance ministry? It's just so simple, but a lot of times I believe what happens is that we choose to want to entertain the idea that God has equipped us for the battle, and we just don't think about the fact that we're dealing with a scheme here, a strategy. And we just rush off into war, and as a result of it, we get fragmented and wounded because we don't count the cost. You know, and we need to be considerate of the fact when we're working with individuals. I was working with a case here on Tuesday night, and they brought them in. The pastor, they drove 40-some miles. And I hadn't really had much sleep this week. And I told my wife, I said, I have to get up to Arkansas. And I said, I got a case tonight. We got another case tomorrow night. And so I got to drive out the day after tomorrow. I said, Lord, just going to have to give me strength. And so the family sat down, I looked at them all, I put them all in my office, and I packed us all in there, just packed up in there. I said, this ought to be good, we'll trap the demons, you know. And so I sat there, and they didn't know I was about to fall asleep. I sat up there, and I looked. I said, if But I always had that anointing for casting out devils, don't you? And so my wife was sitting over here, and I'm sitting there. And since we had so many people banged in there, I took a piece of paper out, and I drew a circle. And on the left hand and the right side, and I put the father's name and the mother's name. And then I drew two circles below that, and I said, give me your names of your parents. And below that, the names of their parents. And now, I didn't know why the Lord wanted me to do it. Most of the time, I could just do that spiritually, just speaking to them. And then I would retain all of the information. I'd make a few notes. But I drew it all out. And when we, within an hour or two, we had uncovered a voodoo curse. And we had a father that died at age 25. He was crushed. A brother, son of the father, had died at age 25, crushed in an accident. We had the brother of the husband died by missile, shot, murdered at age 25. We had the wife that I was mentioned to was born on the 25th, and they got married on the 25th now. After that, and the 50 pieces of silver that the grandmother had and all the blood curses she had, I knew we was dealing with that demon rumbled and rumbled and rumbled. He was upset, and I was just at the height of whatever God wanted to be at that time. It's just, I'm telling you what, I can get really into it when it's time to cast out demons. And a lot more transpired in that afternoon session. But you need to take time and uncover the scheme. You know, everything that they said, I listened to them. It didn't mean sense to some people, 50 pieces of half a dollar silver going from grandma to the daughter. All those things didn't mean I'm looking at five, grace, I'm trying to find everything in the tabernacle. I'm listening to everything, So when it was time, I asked the pastor while we were praying, I said, did you take them through deliverance? Yes, they've been with us for a year. I said, have they ever manifested before this? She said, no. I said, okay. I said, well, manifest. And here they come. And so, but you got to do your homework. Satan is working day after day, hour, week, and whatever. He's trying to work a scheme. I've seen schemes right here where Satan has tried to follow me up with the Millers. People come in the door, don't even know me. Everybody looking for Jim Landry. Who am I? You can tell by my grandma that my education stopped long before a PhD. and the way I dress, you can tell that I'm not wearing the darn worn clothes, so I'm just regular people. And so why would they want to come in here and talk to me when we have these elders here? So I saw the scheme 4 or 5 years ago where the enemy was trying to destroy him. One of them had me going out to supper talking about, you cast the demons out. You, they don't want to help me. I said, yes, they do, but you don't want to submit to authority. They didn't like that. Oh, they didn't like that. So if we're coming with the right attitude, and if you don't think that your needs are being met yet, just wait. It's because we have a lot of responsibilities that you may not know about. And maybe some little girl in there had incest or some guy's been raped. So it's a lot of little things. Yours is important. That's not what we're saying. Yours are important. But just kind of be considerate. God will sovereignly deliver you from whatever scheme or wild Satan has worked against your life if you would just submit to authority and just say, Lord, help me and help them to help whoever they help. And when my time comes, I'll get mine. But sometimes we can be so bitter. Satan works a bitter scheme of deception. And Lord showed me something very early in deliverance that I was not going to be effective if I had a bitter spirit. Man, you got to love. You got to love them people.
Yes.
You really got to love. And you got to love to give to receive deliverance. You have to love. And it's so important. I've seen that scheme. And I can sit up here and open up the luggage for hours. I get to minister a lot of assemblies. I guess in certain parts of the area, they say that I have a walk-in office of a bishop. But the titles don't mean a hill of beans to me. And I've pastored, 8 years, never took a salary. So I'm not interested in offices. But the point is that I've uncovered a lot of schemes and a lot of wiles and lots of ministries I've helped through the help of the Lord. In John, the 10th chapter, verse 30, the scripture says, I and my Father are one. Then the Jews took up stones again to stone him. Now here we see an obvious, as Jesus was asserting his deity, we see an obvious scheme here. And a murderous plot here for the Pharisees to kill Jesus. And you're going to see this on and on and on, various strategies to stop, to kill Jesus throughout the Gospels. And I'll tell you, this is the scheme. In John 11, chapter verse 43, the Scriptures tell us, and when he had thus had spoken, he cried with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth. And then in 53, he says, then from that day forth, they took counsel together to put him to death. Jesus therefore walked no more openly among the Jews, but went from there unto the country near the wilderness, into a city called Ephraim, and there continued with the disciples. And the Jews' Passover was near at hand, and many went out of the country up to Jerusalem before the Passover to purify themselves. Then sought they for Jesus, and spoke among themselves, and they stood in the temple. What think ye, that he will not come to the feast? Now both the chief priests and the Pharisees had given a commandment that if any man knew where he were, he should show it, that they might take him. That's an obvious death plot. Many were converted after Lazarus was raised from the dead. And obviously, Satan and his demons did not want the things of God to be exalted. And this was a situation where it takes place today, that Satan doesn't want the believers to demonstrate the power of God. Here Jesus is demonstrating the power of God. He's healing on the Sabbath, and miracles and signs in front of them following him, wonders are following him, and Satan is exhibiting numbers of deceptive schemes and wiles to stop this work from going forward. And some of you, he's probably worked a scheme on you, and if you have surrendered, even temporarily, it's time to repent and turn back. I've worked with lots of people from every denomination, Catholic, Methodist, Church of Christ. I don't have a respect to persons. If you want to hear deliverance, I'll put it out there. And in many cases, those that have not committed have fallen prey to seducing spirits. And they walk in condemnation and fear of the devil. And that's just another deceptive scheme that Satan and his demons are using to hinder the people from pursuing the ministry of deliverance. You must fight for the ministry of deliverance. If you don't fight, then you're going to end up, as many have ended up in the past, victims to the wiles of the enemy. In Luke, the fourth chapter, Luke 4:18, after Jesus had come out of the wilderness and entered into the synagogue, Luke 4:18, he says that the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he had anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised. Here Jesus begins his public ministry in Galilee, and wouldn't you know, Satan and his imps are sitting right there, immediately wanting to take him out, and as you see in the additional scriptures, that they became very, very contrary, very, very disturbed at the words that he spoke. And they took him out and was going to throw him down head on. I mean, you know. And so we see that this first confrontation began in the house of prayer. In fact, I think that deliverance should begin in the house of prayer. Too many fellowships today are spiritually blind or simply refuse the ministry of deliverance. You may have entertained the same problems in the past when you were learning about deliverance, or you were being introduced to deliverance by the Holy Spirit, and you were hindered perhaps in some of the places where you were and you wanted to practice deliverance. So most of us are reject. At our assembly, it's a congregation of people from all types of past religions, and we just say we was the ones that were rejected, and now we are accepted in the beloved of Christ. Amen?
Amen.
I think that Jesus spent at least a third, or some maybe a little bit more, of his time in the Gospels teaching the ministry of deliverance, setting the captives free. And Satan has used every weapon in his arsenal to hinder, to manipulate, to every wild device, all together to manifest deceptive schemes to hinder this very important ministry, the ministry of deception, ministry of deliverance, excuse me. We have uncovered several deceptive schemes over the years. Particularly, evil spirits will manipulate many of the groups that we have introduced the ministry of deliverance to. These evil spirits waste no time in producing various distractions to hinder those pastors of these assemblies and the individuals that we're ministering to from truly committing themselves to this very important ministry. Few of the ministries to date that we have worked with have really totally committed. Very few of them have totally committed. And very few have understood the long-term commitment that is necessary for the protection of the sheep. Very few. In fact, I think that until the overseers prepare the church, prepare the body of Christ to engage the powers of darkness, to pull down the strongholds. They will, in many cases, themselves as well as the sheep, be just sitting ducks waiting for the enemy to come and just pluck them off one by one. So many are hurting today and wounded because of a lack of knowledge. I can remember when the Lord was first moving in my spirit to get involved in deliverance. Do it. Search the scriptures daily and see if the things I'm telling you will be true. And when I finally understood some light in direction, it was clear to me that the Lord showed me that it was very important that I had spiritual authority and covering that I would submit to. And therefore, that's why many of you know I traveled with Brother Dean, Holland Dean, and Norman Parrish. And so I sought the coverings and the protections and the authorities that were in those ministries. And then I faithfully, and have faithfully for over 10, maybe 11 years, we have Tuesday night prayer service at Pastor Dean's on deliverance. And that's a no-no for most pastors, to be seen going somewhere else on a night service and to learn. And so I found that very difficult for some of the pastors that I've worked with to humble themselves to that point and commit themselves. And God will bless so much if we will commit ourselves to learning this very important message. Just because you're a pastor don't mean you have it all. You have access to it all, but you don't have it all. And so we need to get what we need in order to help the assembly. So I spent faithfully 10 or 11 years. It's very obvious that God has placed an anointing on Lake Hamilton Bible Camp. And they are providing authority and coverings and throughout the world. And many looked here. And you ought to sit in the back and not be eating at certain times or talking and listen to the calls that come in that the sisters and Brother Miller and his wife have to pray and bind and loose. You don't know where those calls are coming from. Some of us think it's just a neighbor down the road. It might be from Mexico somewhere. And I pay attention to all that. Those people are fighting. I mean, I'm in the trenches, too. Let's get with it. Let's fight. And let's break up some of these deceptive schemes that the enemy is using against the children of God. Some of the problems that I found in some of the deceptive schemes that the enemy has used on those churches that we have, or those bodies of Christ that we have evangelized, is that they promote their own ministry above the basic ministry of deliverance. You know, they want foundation in the ministry of the Lord. They want to make sure everybody knows that they're the Landry Singers for Woodville, Texas. And so they are out building a name that they can play guitars or some extra marital affair ministry that have divorced themselves from the true living God and have adulterated the message that God has given to the church, which is deliverance. And I'm not saying all these other ministries are not important, but they ought to at least be established in the very same works that Jesus did. And so this is what we have found has been one of the biggest problems that we have found. And like I say, I'm not just, you know, I do minister to a lot of people in a lot of different places. And there is, all types of people. Believe me, I've been in audiences where we had Jews, Africans, Hispanics, whites, blacks, and others. And I've seen broken fingers get snapped in place and all backs be set. And, you know, I understand all that, okay? But the attitude of the individuals is so important. And I very important. I want to, I've been spending some time with God for the last 10 years about dying on the outward man. So I don't want to look. I want to look ignorant and whatever, you know, whatever, uneducated to you, okay? Because this is, if we can get the point over to you that this is so simple, instead of just saying, I know what it is, sit back for a moment and just say, Lord, is this a scheme? Is this a wile? Did the bank call and I know the money's in there and I'm running down there for the teller manager off at the bank? No, what's, you know, back off for a minute. Just what is the scheme? What's the wile here? Why did the utility man go to the wrong house and I'm without lights? You know, some of the divisions have been because of the ministry of truth. I was in Houston, Texas, teaching there. And the pastor literally kicked the assistant pastor out of church because he wanted to learn deliverance. Threw him out, stole, I think, $40,000, and took his van. And he and his wife and another individual spent 2 years under myself and Sister Carol and my wife. We evangelized that group. for 2 years, and now they have been planted into an extremely large ministry with 1,500 members, and the pastor looks to this team. I don't have 1,500 people listening to me, but he looks to these individuals for the ministry of deliverance for that whole church. I mean, I saw what my heart was, that we could get this ministry into all of the assemblies that we are affiliated with. I saw it manifest. God showed me it manifest. Now, that doesn't mean it's going to happen every time I minister to somebody. But this was our heart. I taught them that we need to love one another. You accept the Baptists, the Methodists, and whoever, okay, just get them free so that they can search the scriptures themselves and find out what the truth is. Don't judge them before they come in. I've seen people who've got started with us, and we were trying to help, and they got promotions. I saw one individual, he was on fire, he wanted every book I had, and all that had to happen was somebody offered him a church. And see, now, I'm not saying being offered a church is not a great honor, but I came up from the old school, and nobody taught me this, okay? I went, my wife, and got an old building, the worst thing you can find on the biggest street in Beaumont. Beer cans in there and everything. Swept it out, had two floods the same year, lost everything. And I sat in there, and we had one restroom. And I opened the doors and put a sign out there, and everybody would pass by. They'd come by, and I'd say, come on in. And the first thing they asked me, where's water? I said, you can go over here, there's a drink of water. And then they'd come in and say, where's the restroom? Well, you can go over here in the restroom. Well, they knew who the pastor was. But now the pastors are coming in, deceptive scheme, and the church is telling them what to do. And he loves it. I think that there are many here that are in wanting. And I challenge you, if God has called you to a ministry, be faithful, because I guarantee you it's a deceptive scheme to try to hinder that work. I had them come to me. I'm telling you, I had them come to me from big assemblies and offer me. I can remember when they were fighting. One man stood in my face and said, well, Landry, you got to make your mind between a flame broil and a pan fried. That let you know how old it was. Then I had another traveling evangelist work with Shambach and George Foreman and a few other people. They offered me an assembly. 500 seats about 8 years, 10 years ago. These were all deceptive schemes. Now, you know, I would have failed miserably in there with my grandma. Now, it wasn't what God wanted to be. Sometimes we want to do what we want to do, and we miss the schemes and the wiles that Satan is setting us up for. And so I'm encouraging you to seek God. Many of the areas that people that we have worked with in our area have been problems with the law. They want the message of deliverance, but they want to accuse XYZ being overweight. I think God would deliver this individual if they would stop gorging themselves with donuts and cookies. And I remember working with a group like that, and I said, well, these people are under the law. They're judging their own, the body of Christ. And so I tried to talk, and I taught. The pastor and his wife couldn't catch it. So I just reached over there and grabbed Bill Banks' book on fat disorder, and I gave him the book, and 3 months later, it took that long to get my book back. In fact, I had to buy a new one and send it to him to remind him to send me the old one back. And now they'll call my wife, but they won't call me. It's not that our message is any different, you know. But they won't call me in there. And, a lot of the problems has been because they want to mix the grace with the law and deliverance. Of course, as you already know, denominational problems and a love of money. And all of these things have hindered the work of deliverance in our community. And from many of the pastors have come for help. 1 year we worked with 15 pastors. And many were trying to call me to go in there and straighten out their assemblies. And I told them, no, I wouldn't do that. They wanted me to straighten out the, you know, those that was believing in the horoscopes, and you need to talk to brother and sister so-and-so and the Jezebel and all this kind of stuff. I said, no, you the one need help. And I saw the schemes. And then, of course, some never intended to submit. They just desired for us to help them and help their congregations. In Ephesians, it's the 6th chapter. Carolyn, how are we doing there? Okay. In Ephesians, the 6th chapter, I try to work with the team. We, in my congregation where I'm overseeing, the Lord has fixed it where even the young people are not particularly uncomfortable without saying, no, Brother Land, you went to the wrong scripture. So we all get involved in it. In Ephesians, the 6th chapter, verse 11, it says, put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Well, the scriptures make it clear that Satan has wiles, and this word also has several other applications. It can also mean Satan has methods, different means, plans, and schemes that he used to deceive, to entrap, to enslave, and to ruin the souls of men. In 1 Thessalonians, the second chapter, verse 17, let me show you an example of one. Second chapter, verse 17 and 18, it says, "But we, brethren, being taken from you for a short time in presence, not in heart, endeavored the more abundantly to see your face with great desire. Wherefore we would have come unto you, even I, Paul, once and again, but Satan hindered us." Now here's a clear example of satanic powers hindering the plans of an individual, in this case, as Apostle Paul. In Acts, the 23rd chapter, Acts 23, verse 12, "And when it was day, certain of the Jews banded together and bound themselves under a curse, saying that they would neither eat nor drink till they had killed Paul. And they were more than 40 who had made this conspiracy." Here we have another example of evil spirits in the heavenlies putting together another murderous plot. In this case, again, the plot was against Paul. Most of the time, I think that most of us probably underestimate the resources that the enemy has to hinder the believers. We just take it for granted. In 2 Corinthians, chapter 11, in 2 Corinthians, chapter 11, verse 23, "Are they ministers of Christ? I speak as a fool. I am more, in labors more abundant, in stripes above measure, in prisons more frequently, in deaths often. Of the Jews, five times received I 40 stripes, save one. Three times was I beaten with rods, once was I stoned, three times I suffered shipwreck, a night and a day I have been in the deep, in journeys often, in perils of waters, in perils of robbers, in perils by my own countrymen, in perils by the Gentiles, in perils in the city, in perils in the wilderness, in perils in the sea, in perils among false brethren, in weariness and painfulness, in watching often, in hunger and thirst, in fasting often, in cold and nakedness." Here are several examples of deceptive schemes at work, various wiles, various devices, methods brought against Paul over his entire ministry. And his purpose was to hinder the word of God, and I'm happy to announce to you that Satan failed again. In 1 Kings, the 22nd chapter, 1 Kings 22, verse 3, "And the king of Israel said unto his servants, Know ye that Ramoth in Gilead is ours, and we are still, and take it not out of the hand of the king of Syria? And he said unto Jehoshaphat, Wilt thou go with me to battle to Ramoth Gilead? And Jehoshaphat said to the king of Israel, I am as thou art, my people as thy people, my horses as thine horses. And Jehoshaphat said unto the king of Israel," of course this is Ahab, "Inquire, I pray thee, at the word of the Lord today. And then the king of Israel gathered the prophets together, about 400 men, and said unto them, Shall I go against Ramoth Gilead to battle, or shall I forbear? And they said, Go up, for the Lord shall deliver it into the hand of the king." How do you suppose that all 400 prophets could come up with the same prophecy? A lying spirit. A lying spirit. And in fact, in verse 17, it says, "And he said, I saw all Israel scattered upon the hills." Now we finally get a message from the truth, from a servant of God, Micaiah. And of course, Ahab didn't want to hear from him. And those of you that are familiar with the text and others, go back and read the scriptures. The prophet says, "I saw all Israel scattered upon the hills as sheep that have not a shepherd. And the Lord said, These have no master. Let them return every man to his house in peace. And the king of Israel said unto Jehoshaphat, Did I not tell thee that he would prophesy no good concerning me but evil? And he said, Hear thou therefore the word of the Lord. I saw the Lord sitting on his throne, and all the hosts of heaven standing by him on his right hand and on his left. And the Lord said, Who shall persuade Ahab that he may go up and fall at Ramoth Gilead?" That's right, amen. "And one said of this manner, and another said of that manner, and there came forth a spirit and stood before the Lord and said, I will persuade him. And the Lord said unto him, By what means? And he said, I will go forth, and I will be a lying spirit in the mouth of all his prophets. And he said, Thou shalt persuade him, and prevail also, go forth and do so. Now therefore, behold, the Lord hath put a lying spirit in the mouth of all these thy prophets, and the Lord hath spoken evil concerning thee. But Zedekiah, the son of Shemaiah, went near and smote Micaiah on the cheek, and said, which way went the Spirit of the Lord from me to speak unto thee? I tell you what, this is a good text to go back and to study, as the Lord permitted this lying spirit. So what is taking place here in this particular scheme? It's clear that the Lord was in the heaven, and there were strategy meetings go forth and take place in heaven. And the Lord was, because of Ahab's sins and the things and the iniquity he walked in, was preparing to bring him about to his death. And an evil spirit came into the strategy meeting and said that I will go and that I will solve the problem for you, and I will take care of Ahab for you. And the Lord permitted that evil spirit to go and to tickle the ears of those prophets, and the King Ahab went for that. And so we know that strategies go on in the heavenlies, and unquestionably, strategies go on here on earth. And Satan is using strategies and deceptive schemes also right now to try to trip every one of us up. How do we know that demons are not planning some deceptive scheme against you and I today, tomorrow, next week, next month? Some people, all you have to wait till September when the commercials come on the TV and says you need to load up your medicine lockers with all type of preventative drugs in case you catch a cold. The more God puts us on the front lines in spiritual warfare, the more the enemy is going to come against us. We need to understand that, okay? But with each battle, the stronger you and I are going to be, and we'll be able to overcome every single attack by these satanic spirits that are coming through Christ Jesus. There were many deceptive schemes throughout the Word of God. One you may look at is in Daniel 10, where Daniel was hindered by the prince of Persia, 21 days. Another deceptive scheme that took place in the Scriptures was in the book of Esther. Well, the Scriptures in 10 and 17 say, so they hanged Haman on the gallows that he had prepared for Mordecai. And so obviously this was a deceptive scheme that took some time in planning and plotting for to bring about the total annihilation of the Jews. In Proverbs, the 24th chapter, verse 8, under the New King James Version, it says, he who plots to do evil will be called a schemer. Under the King James Version, I think it says, he who plots to do evil will be called a mischievous person. Okay, so there are scheming and schemes that Satan has gotten so bold that now he's working in individuals within the assemblies to carry out his evil works and his intentions. Most of the time, we as believers are just, we're wrestling against the powers of darkness, not against flesh and blood. And now we are working, the enemy's coming in a twofold front. He's using pastors and men and women inside these assemblies who are supposed to be working in agreement with us. These schemes are falling upon them, and they're working it against the body of Christ. We're seeing so much of this being unearthed in our city and surrounding cities. Various strategies and schemes that Satan is using to destroy the body of Christ. I think the enemy is setting up many schemes using this principality called deceptive schemes. But under him there are many other demonic names and spirits that work in cahoot with this spirit to bring about this destruction. I think that a spirit called failure is one of the strong men that probably has been one that has attacked myself and our ministry, and probably in some past, if not in the currently, spirit that you have confronted yourselves. He comes in and wants to try to drive us out of the warfare, out of the battle, and put us in chains and bondage. And, you know, we're not going to stand for that. I'm going to take this time out to lead you in some deliverance and against those spirits that work in deceptive schemes. And hopefully that in days to come, because of this warfare, God will open up your understanding and maybe show you some things that are considered a deceptive scheme that Satan is using against you or I. There are many schemes. Some are medical schemes. mechanical schemes. Some of you may have had some difficulty even getting here, you know. And there are seasonal schemes. I had an individual, what the Lord showed me just as clear, that a lying spirit was telling that individual something. And I had to go to them and just start talking with them so that they can receive the truth of God's word. Because the Lord had lied to them. The enemy had lied to them. And the Lord had showed me that he had done that. And so there are untold schemes and wiles that are happening. You're saying, well, I don't know why this is taking place in the ministry, why I attend, why is this happening in my life? And I'm telling you, it's a good possibility that it's a long-term scheme that Satan is working up. So don't be so quick to say that the afflictions or the problems that we have were a result of some sin that you are in that you can't find. God can't show you what the sin is. Much of this stuff is in us, and that's why we are practicing deliverance, to break the curses and get those spirits to come up. Sometimes when they manifest in their particular wives. In other words, the infirmities or whatever they are, they may manifest. And then that's where the struggle begins. Do you have faith in God to get them completely out of your minds and your bodies and your souls? Okay? Lord Jesus, I come boldly to your throne of grace today and ask for a wall of fire, your blood covering, your shield of faith, and your hedge of thorns to be over and around about this property, all those present, their immediate and extended family members, wherever they may be, their personal properties, family, pets. And Lord, we ask for a host, that you'll send a host of your protective, warring, and restraining, and ministering angels to fill this place to overflowing, to link themselves around about this property, to seal off with your blood of the Lamb all access through which Satan and his co-hosts can draw strength. In Jesus' name, I bind all princes of the power of the air assigned to everyone in this room, and I cut and sever all lines of communication to every area of our mind, and I cancel their assignments today. And Lord, in Jesus' name, I ask for the full power of the Holy Spirit to be loosed here and loosed upon your counselors here that will assist. In Jesus' name, I bind the following strong men and all of their co-hosts, all ruling spirits, I bind them. I bind fear, I bind doubt, I bind unbelief. I bind the strong men of violence, murder, fighting, rage, anger, and hostility. I bind the spirits of error, antichrist, and religious spirits. I bind all the spirits of divination, witchcraft, witchcraft control, mind control, occult mind control spirits, and all unclean spirits. I bind doorkeeper demons, familiar spirits, and all spirit guides. In the name of Jesus. Satan, I remind you, I'm attacking you from my position in the third heaven, where we are seated with Christ Jesus in the heavenly places, far above all principalities, powers, mights, and dominions, and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come. Jesus came to destroy the works of the devil, and has given us, the believers, that very same power and authority. Jesus said he gave us power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing by any means shall hurt or harm us. I now exercise that power and authority that has been given us, and I come against you, you evil spirits, by the blood of the Lamb, by the name of Jesus, the authority of the believer, the unity of our spirits, and the Word of God. In the name of Jesus Christ, I bind all strong men, commanders of legions, ruler demons, lesser demons, servant demons, underlings, all co-hosts, all doorkeeper demons that are harassing every individual present and keeping them in bondage. I bind your powers and command you foul evil spirits of failure to line up in rank and file and start leaving in an orderly fashion without rending anybody here. I take the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, and I cut and sever every spirit in the family of failure, every one of them, from Satan and from one another, so you can't hang on to each other for help or for comfort or for support. I also cut you asunder from every area of the mind, soul, and emotions, from all five senses, ligaments, tendons, nerves, sinews, tissues, from the vertebrae, discs, and all portions of the spinal cord, from every organ and limb. In the name of Jesus, I wash and purge the conscious and unconscious and subconscious minds so all things of the past can be released with the blood of Jesus. I bind and stir up the power of demons, the strong men, the ruler of demons in every part of the mind, soul, and body, and throw confusion and weakness in your ranks. And I command every demon and failure to come out of darkness into light. And I forbid you to use any trickery, deceit, or mischief. Now I bind all the spirits in the family of failure directly to the authority of Jesus Christ and His divine judgment. And in Jesus' name, I command every one of you to leave, along with all your memories, your roots, scars, works, nests, and habits. In Jesus' name. Now, you principalities of failure, you're going to come out of the people of God. You're going to go to where Jesus tells you to go. As I issue this command, you're going to come out in Jesus' name. Every spirit of abnormal childhood, I command you to come out of the people of God. You'll come out in Jesus' name. And Father, I just pray in Jesus' name. Break their power and hold over every person present in Jesus' name. Every spirit of affliction, you'll manifest. You'll come out. Agony and anguish. Every one of you, you'll come out. Every one of you failure spirits. We're not going to fail. We can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. And you're going to come out of there in Jesus' name. Every spirit of Ahab, you'll come out. You'll manifest. Every spirit of amnesia, temporary amnesia, failing memory, lapsed memory, and forgetfulness, come out. You're liars and the truth is not in you. Come out, demons. Every one of you come out. Come out. Anxiety, apprehension, and worry. All you worry spirits, come out. Manifest. Come out of the people of God in Jesus' name. Spirit of bad luck, luckless, luck, hard hit, hard times and hardship, come out. All you failure spirits, you come out in Jesus' name. Come out of there. Bitterness, come out, bitterness, come out. Resentment, come out. Come out. Unforgiveness, come out. Manifest. Come on out of there, demons. Come on out of there. Every one of you working wiles and schemes and methods and strategies and deceptive schemes. Come out of there. Come out. You're going to come out. You know the voice. You know the word of the Lord. You know His Spirit. You know what took place here today. God is moving. You must come out in Jesus' name. Every spirit of blocked freedom. You demons that want to block the freedom of these individuals. Come out. Block confidence and block success. Every one of you, manifest. Come on out of there in Jesus' name. Come on out of there in Jesus' name. Block victory. Block will. Block free will and block boldness. Come out of there. Come out. Come out. Come out of me too. I'm not exempted from this message. Come out. I'm in agreement with the Spirit of God. I'm not going to minister that I can't receive. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. Come on out of there. Well, you're not moving fast enough. Come out quickly. Come out of there in Jesus' name. Lord, pray those angels, cut them out of there. Come out of there in Jesus' name. Blunder, botched, foul up. You lying spirits that botch up the believers, come out. Every spirit, now you demon of bondage, come out. Manifest, come out. Come out quickly. Come out of there, bondage. Come on out of there. Demonic bondage, come out. Satanic bondage. Ungodly bondage. You demon, she's a failure. You're a liar, demon. Come out. I've made him a failure. Come out, demons. You're liars. Every one of you, come out of there. There's no failures in the camp of God. You're just working the deceptive scheme, and you have been discerned, and where light is, darkness must manifest. You come out of there in Jesus' name. Come out of there. Come out of there. You spirits of bondage to certain individuals, bondage to chocolate, bondage to sugar. Come out of there. Bondage to masturbation, bondage to female biting. All you bondage spirits, bondage. Come out, bondage. Bondage to certain situations. Bondage to watching the TV. As our brother so eloquently brought forth earlier. Come out of there. Come on out of there, demons. Come out of there. Come out of there. You find no bargaining power in me. Come on out. I hate you, demons. You know that. You can discern the spirit. Come out. Come on out of there. I hate you. Hope you feel the same. Come on out. Spirits of collapse. Come out in Jesus' name. Downfall. Shipwrecked. A wreck, just a wreck. Come out in Jesus' name. Washed out. Spirits of default and disaster. I'm just a disaster. Come out of there, you lying demon. Come out of there. Come on out of there in Jesus' name. Come on out of there in Jesus' name. Come on out. Come to nothing. No care. Come out of there in Jesus' name. Spirit of condemned. Now, you demons are condemned. Come out. Condemnation. Come out. Guilt. Come out of there. Come on out of there. We were working with lying spirits and religious spirits earlier, so the Catholic condemnations and Catholic hurts and guilts come out. Shame, all those religious spirits, come on out of there with failure. Come out. Come on out of there. Come on out of there. And I'm going to unwrap the serpents in a moment. Throw horns in there with infected stingers if you don't get out of there quickly. Come on out of there, Jesus. Go. Come out of there. Confused mind. Confused mind. Come out. Incoherent. Come out. Come out of there. Contemptible, despicable, spoiled brat.
That's one we can, some of us can get some help out of. Come on, all the beast spirits, come out. Manifest, all you animal spirits, come on out of here. Spoil brats. You got spoiled pastors, spoiled believers, spoiled all kind of people. We need to get out of that spoiled brat. It's a failure spirit, really. The fear of rejection. Come on out of there. Come on out of there quickly. Come on out of there. Control life. You control life spirits. We want to control the life of individuals here. Control life pattern. That's a deceptive scheme working in a pattern to control the life of individuals here. I break that curse this morning, this afternoon, in Jesus' name. I break that curse. I break the curse. Every controlling spirit, I break your power. I break it. I break it. I break it in Jesus' name. Now, the spirit of criticize. Come, oh, yes. Come out. Come out of there. Come out of there. Come out. You brow-beaten demon. Come out. Brow-beaten. Come out of there, you brow-beaten spirits. Come out of there. You critical spirits. Come out. You want to criticize him. You want to criticize her. You've been discerned. Come out quickly. Come out quickly. You spirit of crying, dazing, defeat. Come out of there. Defeated life. Come out. Degraded. Dejected. Despair. Distressed. All you defeated spirits. It's like it's like in your belly. It's like heaven is in your shoulders. You're a liar. You come out of there because out of our belly should be rivers of living water. That's what I loose in Jesus' name, the Word of God. So you demons, you come out of there. Every one of you spirits. Deficiency. And feeling inadequate. Inadequacy. Come out. My labor is in vain. Come out of there. That's a lie. Come out of there. Labor in vain, spirits. Come out of there in Jesus' name. Spirits of dependent. Dependent life. Come out. People, I don't know, you may not understand, but I'm ministering to myself, too. When I'm preparing messages, I'm preparing messages for myself. I know I'm not ignorant of Satan's devices either. And the devil knows that, too. He knows what you're up here doing. Okay? He knows if you're out there just putting it on for the people, whether or not you're a recipient. Okay? So I know how to dance up here and all that and throw a few words and make it harmonize with the organ and all that, but that ain't what we're here for. And I don't like doing that anyway. It's whatever God says. But I want the demons out. Witchcraft manifest. Come on out of there in Jesus' name. We want the demons out. Come on out of there. You know who you are. You failure spirits that respond by performing. Come out of there. Come out of there in Jesus' name. Dependent life. All right, you spirit of depression manifesting. Come out, depression. Come out. I know who you are. Come out. Now, the spirit of disappointment. Come out. Every spirit of disappointment. Discouraged. Discouraged life. Discouraged worker. Spirit of frustration. Anybody ever been in? Don't raise your hands. Don't do that. Come on out of there. You demons, come out. Come out of there in Jesus' name. Come on out of there. You disciplined spirits, come out. Doom, gloom, shame, and embarrassment. Come out of there. That whole scheme has been discerned. I'll break that curse. Come out of there, demons. Come out of there. You didn't like that, huh? Depression, demons. Come on out of there. Doubt, unbelief, failing faith, weak faith. Come out of there. All you spirits of excuse making. All you excuse making spirits. That's a spirit of failure. It's a scheme. It's a long-term scheme that Satan is setting up. He intends to draw you completely out of the ministry of deliverance so that you can get off in some big work for some city or something. Maybe you get involved in something like, one of these big groups out there that say, well, we'll forsake doctrine for fellowship. We will lay down our doctrinal beliefs for the sake of unity. But anyway, so this is a failure spirit. It's a scheme of Satan. Come out, demons. Come out of there. Come out of there. Excuse making. Weasel out of. You spirits who want to weasel out of everything. Escape. Evade. Come out of there. Emotional cripple. Come out. Emotional pain. Come out. Emotional scars. Come out in Jesus' name. Emotional hurt. You demon of hurt. Come out. Hurt feelings. Come out. Hurts. Come out. All hurts. Come out. Fall short of. Shortcoming. Stranded. Left out there. All by yourself. Come out, demons. Come out of there in Jesus' name. Come out of there. Fizzle. Flounder. Flunky. Come out of there. Flunked out. I flunked out. Come out. Come on out of there in Jesus' name. Fear of failure. You spirits of fear of failure. Come out. I know about him. Come out of there. Fear of failure. Afraid. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out. Just fear of anything. Fear of anything you're afraid of. Come out of there. That's everything from animals to living and non-living entities, insects, whatever. Just come out of there in Jesus' name. Come on out of there. You failure spirit is a financial failure. Come out. Come out of there in Jesus' name. Come out of there in Jesus' name. Come out of there. Every one of you financial failure spirits, I break that curse over every family here and over every individual. I break it over my home and over the ministry. And I break it over this campus. I break that curse. I rebuke it. It's a liar and the truth not in it. Spirit of heaviness, come out. Heaviness, manifest. Heavy spirited, come out. Held back. Hindered progress. Spirits of regression, come out. Manifest. Immature. You immature spirits, come out. Impotent. Come out of there. Inability to give and receive love. Spirits of unloved, unneeded, unwanted, indifference, passivity. Come out, passive mind. You passive mind spirits, come out of the minds. Come out of there. Come out of there. Come out of the minds. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out. Non-performance. Spirit of poor performance. Come out of there. Come out of there in Jesus' name. Infirmities. Come out. All infirmities. All infirmities. Come out. Come out of the people of God. Come out of there. Skin rashes. Come out. Those infirmities working in the flesh. Come out of there in Jesus' name. Every one of you failure spirits bringing doubt and shame and condemnation because of an infirmity. Come out of there. Come out. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. Every one of you. Come out of there in Jesus' name. Insecurity, inferiority, isolation, separation, spirits of withdrawal, withdrawn. Now you demons are working irregular sleep habits. You are failure spirits. Come out. Now you demons of jealousy, envy, and discontentment. Come out. Spirits of joblessness. There's a failure spirit, a deceptive scheme to keep certain individuals here from being able to hold down a job. Come out of there. Block job opportunities. Mediocre jobs. Come out of there in Jesus' name. Lack of concern. Lack of willpower. Lack of planning. Come out. You demons, come out. Laziness. Slothfulness. Every spirit of slothfulness. Come out. Manifest. Come out of there in Jesus' name. All learning difficulties. Every learning difficulty. That scheme over our children. Over our children's children. I break that curse in Jesus' name. I went at some learning difficulty spirits years ago in the congregation. We had people making straight A's. Carol is a master educator. She'll tell you, we had children in our group never made straight A's, making straight A's by simply casting out block math, block science, block reading, block understanding. Kids in the congregation making coming up smarter. Brother Leonard, I made the honor roll, you know. We would get, I don't take any, you know, anything. We don't have no anniversary, nothing like no cake sales, rub day, holidays, nothing like that. So when we had once a year, we'd bring in all the offerings we had and gifts, and we would call the children up and give it all to them. And the kids were looking forward to going to school again so they can make straight A's and make the honor roll. It's just a wonderful thing, you know. Just a wonderful thing. Children making, one child, when I thought, I said, God said you're going to do well in school because your battle, the children's battle is in the school. I said, you're facing 30-some people a day, and I'm praying for one or two in the evenings. I said, you're going to make the honor roll too, child. She bust out laughing. Honor roll scholarship at a university today. So, all you learning difficult spirits, come out of every one of us. Come out. Come out of our children. If they're not even here, come out of their children. Come out of there. Come out of there in Jesus' name. Come out in Jesus' name. Now, you spirits of loneliness, loner, lonely, lonely child, come out. Lonely adolescent, lonely adult, come out in Jesus' name. Come out of there in Jesus' name. Come out of there in Jesus' name. Okay? Loss of desire, loss of interest, loss of communication, loss of identity. Come out, demon, manifest. 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 Now, Lord, I pray a wall of blood between every individual here. Forbid the transfer of spirits, forbid the transfer of thoughts. All psychic prayers, I bind them and I throw confusion in the enemy's camp. I remind you, my weapons are not carnal, but mighty through God are pulling down the strongholds. I'm not going to fight you spirits in the flesh. Now, I forbid it right now, all interference. Now, I raise up a storm against you, demons, right now. In Jesus' name, I just send the word of God against you. Every one of you are going to come out. Now, all the spirits of low IQs, low attention span, come out of there. Come out in Jesus' name. Mind binding, mind control, mind confusion. In Jesus' name. Every one of you, come out in Jesus' name. Every one of you, come out in Jesus' name. Every one of you, come out in Jesus' name. Mischance, mishap, misfortune, and misfit. Come out of there in Jesus' name. Misunderstood, come out. Moodiness, moper, murder, negative approach, come out. negative attitudes, negative thoughts, negative words, negative talk. Come out of there in Jesus' name. Come out of there. Negligence. Come out of there. Oppression, heavy oppression. Come out of the people of God. Oversensitive. Abnormal sensitivity. I really was blessed by the message this morning. And I pray over the next 15 to 20 and 30 years of study, I'll be able to even come close to a message like my brother taught this morning. He's not here right now. Oh, there he is back in the back. Yeah, that really blessed me on our words and faithfulness and commitment to the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, we're going to help you out. Come on out of there in Jesus' name. Come on out of there in Jesus' name. We're going to help you out. Come out of there in Jesus' name. I was remembering the scripture of Luke. Well, it speaks of how to be an overcomer, and the overcomer can handle the strategy of the enemy that when he comes with various wiles and schemes in your life, and the overcomer is not particularly oversensitive or will submit to those strategies as easy. You demons just keep coming out. I'm going to find the scripture. Because my mind is on deliverance right now. Hallelujah. Everyone. It were better for him that a millstone would hang about his neck and he cast into the sea than he should offend one of these little ones. It's, little ones is a picture of those that are not into warfare yet. That are easily offended. And God wants us to be profitable. And it's the overcomer, the young men. And the fathers, spiritually so, are overcomers. And so if you're becoming easily upset, easily offended, easily oversensitive, I think that perhaps it could be a demon. And we need to command that spirit out of us because offenses are going to come. Nobody is exempted from offenses. They're going to come. Come out, every one of you spirits in Jesus' name. Overwhelmed, snowed under. Come out of there in Jesus' name. Partial childhood mind. Come out. Pressure. Heavy pressure. Subconscious pressure. Come out. Spirits of procrastination. Problems. Spirits of the quitter. Passive quitter. And copped out. Come out. Manifest. Come out of there in Jesus' name. Come out of there. Rebellion. Rebuke. Rebuffed. Come out in Jesus' name. Rejection. Come out. Restlessness. Come out, restlessness. Restless nights. Restless sleep. Come out. Restricted adult, restricted freedom, restricted living, restricted life. Every one of you are going to come out, and all of the underlying spirits are going to come out. All the self-abuse spirits, self-accusation, self-belittlement, self-blame, self-condemnation, self-criticism, self-defeat, self-delusion, self-depreciation, self-despising, self-destruction, self-guilt, self-hate. Come out of there. Self-infliction, self-pity, self-punishment, self-sacrifice, self-torture. Self-unforgiveness. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out of there in Jesus' name. Now, you spirits of shallow mind, shallow-mindedness, sidetracked mind, manifest. Come on out of there. All you failure spirits, every one of these failure spirits, come out. Shyness, timidity, timid. Come out of there. Come out of there in Jesus' name. Slave, slavery, servitude. Come out of there in Jesus' name. Messiness, untidiness. Come out of there. Sloppiness. Come out. All the failure spirits, come out. Come out of there. Threatened. Torn relations. Now the spirits of suicide. Suicide wish. Death. Death wish. Come out. Death blow. Come out. Tormented. Tortured and troubled. Come out. Now the spirits of tragic mistakes. Tragedy. Stumble. Wreck. Come out. Come out of there in Jesus' name. Ungodly submission. Come out of there. All you demons, keep going. Come on out of there. Unlearned independence. Unlearned security. Unlearned trust. Come out of there. Come out of there in Jesus' name. Unsuccessful. Come out of there. Unworthy. Come out of there in Jesus' name. Vain attempt. Unfortunate. Wasted childhood. Wasted adolescence. Wasted adult. Wasted life. Come out of there. All you weight gain lost spirits. Come out of there. Worthlessness. Come out. Useless. No good. Come out of there. Helplessness. Hopeless. Distraught. Come out of there in Jesus' name. If you really seek God, you can get your miracle today. You can get your healing today. You can get your restoration. You can get delivered from the demons today. Instead of letting the demons just walk you around in circles, knowing that you got the problem. Knowing that you have the problem in your mind. You know that you're facing these failure spirits. You know that the things that are being called out, this is an opportunity for you to lose, as Brother Noah says, lose your dignity and your pride and humble yourself and repent and get your freedom. I see the Spirit manifesting even as I pray. It is so obvious. And this is a day of deliverance for you. And all you have to do is yield to the Holy Spirit and stop trying to be the boss and humble yourself before the Lord, and He'll set you free. Every one of you spirits are wounded. Come out of there. Wounded. Wounded spirit. Come out in Jesus' name. Now, you spirits of failure, come out. All failure spirits, come out of there. Now, I break the deceptive scheme spirits. Every deceptive scheme spirit, I command you to come out. You'll come out of the people of God. Every spirit of schemer, mischievous person, every one of you, come out in Jesus' name. Everyone in Jesus' name. Everyone in Jesus' name. Every one of you, you'll come out. All the failure spirits in Jesus' name. Now I take authority over all these strong men and bind them in Jesus' name and loose every individual from these spirits. Lord, we thank you in Jesus' name for the ministry, for the healing, for the restoration of our souls, and for the deliverance that's coming forth in this house of prayer. In Jesus' name, every spirit is to be sent and gone to where Jesus received them. In Jesus' mighty name, you'll continue to come out. I forbid you to manifest once this meeting is over with. I forbid you to cause any pain, tearing, or bleeding, or any hurt to any person, but you'll come out decently in order. Once this meeting is dismissed, it will be decently in order. And in Jesus' name, I pray. Why don't we stand, those of you that can stand. Father, we just thank you for the Holy Spirit. And these areas, Lord God, that have been vacated by the presence of God, where light has manifested, darkness must go. We pray, God, to fill those houses right now with the Word of God, with the Spirit of God. Let the anointing of God just come and fill these houses, these temples of God. Lord, we present ourselves before you, Lord God, a living sacrifice. And Lord God, we be your children, Lord God. And we ask for the Holy Spirit to come and the anointing of God. And Lord, as these spirits continue to leave us this hour, Lord God, and in days to come, Lord God, that we will just totally give ourselves over to your Word and to fellowship with you, Lord Jesus, and that you would fill us, Lord God, with the Word of God. Now, Lord, we just thank you right now for the healing that's come forward in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen? I hope we got something. We get something out of this message? Amen?
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.